Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. North Carolina families and businesses were forced to pivot again this week amid an ever-changing pandemic. The Delta variant has led to a spike in COVID-19 cases that we haven't seen in months and is threatening to undo much of the progress that's been made. Two Duke University experts recently shared their thoughts on where we are in the pandemic, including the return to masking and the messaging that needs to be directed at vaccine-hesitant North Carolinians. Dr. Cameron Wolf is an infectious disease specialist at Duke, and he says there's no sugarcoating it. We can expect to see COVID hospitalizations rise over the next several weeks.
One of the things we're seeing with the Delta variant is that that timeline is condensed a little bit. You're, in fact, more infectious more quickly with this. So we are potentially seeing a hospitalization impact a little quicker than what we were doing. But people need to realize that exposures that have already happened are baked into the system for those people in ways that it's hard for us to avoid.
Dr. David Montefiore, director of the Lab for AIDS Vaccine Research and Development, agrees with that assessment.
It's important to recognize that this virus has been evolving since the very start of the pandemic to become more and more contagious. It started early last year, with the D614 gene mutation. That particular form of the virus, over a matter of only about 6 weeks, rapidly replaced the initial Wuhan form of the virus. It was that much more contagious. And then towards the end of last year and the early part of this year, we saw the Alpha variant from the UK come in. And that variant of the virus, it was outcompeting and even more contagious than that one. And now we see the Delta variant. And again, very rapidly, that is outcompeting the other variants, including even the Alpha variant. So it is now at a level where it's much, much more contagious than it's ever been before. And unless we can shut this pandemic down, it's possible that this virus is going to continue to become even more contagious and be even more of a problem.
With the CDC warning the Delta variant sweeping the country is as contagious as chickenpox, many businesses and school districts reverted to mask mandates this week. And Dr. Wolf says it may not be popular, but it really does work.
You know, if you look back at the last 12 months worth of experience, some of our colleagues here at Duke, actually within the ABC Collaborative, a large network of pediatricians and ID specialists across the country, found that masking was, in fact, a very simple and yet effective strategy within the context of schools. That falls in line, actually, with what has now been the guidance from the American Association of Pediatrics, who would also say the same thing, which is to say, look, as much as possible, masking within all school contexts, and we can debate about whether that even stretches into college contexts, is in fact a strategy that's effective. You know, I think the reality at the moment is that we're not going to be at those sorts of levels that David talked about earlier about sort of vaccination rates within high school students to have that as an effective mitigation strategy in and of itself. And so in that context, masking is the next step down that becomes very important, because at the end of the day, I think there's this unspoken value of having our kids back in school. I don't think anyone doubts that that's the right place for their own education and for sort of the better of all of our students.
Dr. Montefiore acknowledges there are still some vaccine hesitant people out there, but here's what they should know.
Vaccine technologies fortunately evolved and improved over the years to make vaccines safer and more effective. We now have relatively new technologies for COVID vaccines that have been administered to billions of people. You can think of these new technologies as new iPhones of vaccines, where you want to be one of the first in line to get one while the supplies last. And fortunately, supply hasn't been an issue for COVID vaccines. They're readily available and they're free. So most people wouldn't turn down an opportunity to get a free iPhone or free internet service. Why turn down an opportunity to get a free vaccine that could save your life and the life of your loved ones and help bring an end to this pandemic? And another thing to keep in mind is that these vaccines are only present in the body for a short period of time. This is why you need a second dose of the vaccine. Some of the vaccines after 3 to 4 weeks. Once the vaccines are gone, the only thing they leave behind is an immune response that protects you from COVID.
Talk of breakthrough infections also made news this week, so we asked Dr. Montefiore and Dr. Wolf to share what that means for the vaccinated.
people who've been vaccinated, there is a chance that they can get infected. And what we know about those cases is, they tend to be mild cases, but those people are shedding virus and they are capable of transmitting, but they're shedding less virus than a non-vaccinated person. And they're shedding that virus for a shorter period of time. So they're contagious, but far less contagious than a non-vaccinated person who gets infected.
I agree completely with what David said. They tend to be less severe, which is the reassuring thing, but they have virus. And so, if that person is your spouse, if that person shares a close office space with you, if that person is in the baseball dugout with you, then they can be transmission vectors and they can pass it to other people. We have absolutely seen that. So if you're someone who gets a breakthrough infection and your housemate, your spouse is someone who's at high risk, so they're immunosuppressed, for example, I do think people need to be very sensitive about the fact that they can transmit in that situation. And some of that, in fact, I think has driven some of the CDC updates where they would say, even if you're vaccinated, if you know you've been exposed, please wear a mask and consider testing yourself at day 3 to 5. Such that you know if you're going to get a breakthrough infection and you can make decisions that therefore counteract your ability to pass that to someone else.
One other question our experts wanted to respond to was whether people who have had COVID in the past and recovered still need to get the vaccine.
Yes, they do. At least a third of people who've been infected don't really mount a very strong immune response. These tend to be people who were either asymptomatic or had very mild infections. They don't mount a very strong immune response against this virus. But what we do know is once they get the vaccine, their immunity goes up way high. They have really, really strong immunity. And so I strongly recommend people who've been infected to get the vaccine and to get both doses if it's a two-dose vaccine.
Another point to think about, vaccinations not only help limit the spread of COVID-19 moving forward, they also reduce the chance of more mutations like the Delta variant.
There have been so many transmission events of this virus, and every time the virus gets transmitted from one person to another, it has an opportunity to mutate, to change. And so the more we can shut this pandemic down and slow down the spread of the virus, the less opportunities it's going to have to continue to mutate and change and become more contagious and potentially even escape our vaccines. The mutation rate is dependent on the transmission rate, how many times this virus has transferred from one person to another, how long it's been continuing to replicate in the human population. That's what drives mutations and allows the accumulation of multiple mutations to occur that give us these phenotypes that we're seeing in these variants that are a particular concern right now.
Last week, Governor Roy Cooper announced that the state government would begin verifying the vaccination status of its workers. Employees not vaccinated are required to wear a mask and be tested at least once a week. The State Employees Association of North Carolina, SENIC, was quick to offer its support for the governor's directive, encouraging all state workers and retirees to get vaccinated to protect themselves, their families, coworkers, and communities. The state has also started offering $100 prepaid MasterCards to anyone 18 and older, not just state employees, who's willing to get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Coming up next, we'll discuss the challenges in teaching American history at a time when some want to dismiss the issues of race and racism with UNC Chapel Hill history professor William Sturkey. Stay with us.